We turn next to a different breed of protesters in Spain. They call themselves eviction stoppers. They advocate on behalf of people who face eviction for failing to pay the mortgage. More than 300,000 Spanish families have found themselves in that situation over the past 3 years. The eviction stoppers invite these folks to post upcoming eviction notices on its website. Then hundreds of protesters show up in front of the house and block the police. The World's Jerry Haddon has the story from Barcelona.
So here's how eviction stoppers works. You've gotten an eviction notice. You send a distress call to their webpage, and if you meet the criteria, you could find a big crowd outside your front door. Adrià Alemany is an economist and leader of the Association of Those Affected by Mortgages. He says eviction stoppers won't help everybody. First, he says, you have to show that you have no money to pay your mortgage, and second, the property in question has to be your main residence. Alemany says it's not fair that hundreds of thousands of Spanish families are being evicted from their homes while European governments give millions of dollars to keep banks solvent. This is Montcada, Spain, near Barcelona. Earlier this month, some 300 eviction stoppers came to keep local officials from putting a woman named Isa and her daughter out on the street. One activist addressed his colleagues before the confrontation. We're going to maintain a relaxed attitude, he says, peaceful. I don't expect the police will come, but if they do, we are not going to respond to provocations. That said, we are going to block access to the house so that Isa and her daughter don't lose their home. The eviction is postponed, and the bank accepts a compromise. Here's the compromise eviction stoppers would like to see. The bank would get full ownership of Isa's apartment, but she would get to stay, paying a rent below what her mortgage payment was. This way the bank gets something, and Isa and her daughter aren't out on the street. Because if evicted, Isa's problems won't go away. Spain's housing market crashed, so Isa's apartment is now worth less than what she borrowed from the bank to buy it, and handing over the keys doesn't cancel the debt. Under Spanish law, the bank has the right to go after Isa until she's paid back every penny she borrowed. The bank can embargo any future earnings and those of her children. Beginning in the 1990s, when the housing boom started, money was flowing everywhere. Banks ran ads on TV promising to convert your hellish life to heaven, if only you'd buy a home. And while you're at it, many said, borrow a little more for furniture or a car. How times have changed. Now it seems like this in Montcada. When police and a town official showed up to evict Isa, eviction stoppers literally blocked their way. The eviction was postponed until September, but it's clear the banks aren't rolling over. Few have agreed to the kind of compromise protesters are calling for. Before leaving Isa's street, one town official warned her that if she's not out of the apartment by eviction time, child services would take her daughter away. People like Isa thought they'd find relief this month in Spain's parliament, but last week lawmakers rejected a measure that would have let mortgage holders cancel their debts by handing over the keys to their home. Banks lobbied against it, arguing that such a measure would ruin them. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.